All right. Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. I want to do a little experiment with you first, okay? So I'm going to ask three people. Kylan, can I ask you to do something? No? Can you stand here for me? No? Okay. Bellamy, can you stand here? Come here. Stand up. Oh, okay, stand right here. Fiorella? Fiorella, can you stand over here? Okay, I'm going to walk over here, okay? When I say go, I want you to run to me, all right? But when I say stop, not yet. When I say stop, I want you to stop, okay? Wait till I say go, okay? Ready? Are you guys ready? Ready, set, go! Come on! Stop! Oh. Good job. Okay, that kind of worked. Good job. Let's give him a hand. Yay! Good job. Let's go sit. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for helping me out here. I want to tell you a story today about two people, about Leah and Titan. Leah had a pet. Can anyone guess what Leah's pet's name was? Leah? No, Leah and? Not Snowball. Our story today is about Leah and Titan. Anyone know what Leah's pet's name was? Titan. Titan, yes. And can you guess what kind of animal Titan was? Not a tiger. A dog, yes. So Leah and Titan live with Leah's mommy and daddy on a big farm. Anyone here been to a farm before? Yeah? Does anyone here have a pet? Yeah? Five pets? Wow. What's your pet's name, William?
Bolt.
What?
Bolt.
Bolt? Do you have a pet? No? Do you have a pet, Luis? What's your pet's name?
I have Scout. Scout. And a goat named Gandalf. Eight chickens. Two guinea pigs, Hushies and Cocos. A rat named Sniffles. And that's it.
And how many pets do you have? Five. What are your pets' names?
Luna, Bella, Pearl, Cree, and Baby Girl.
What kind of pets are they?
I used to have two German Shepherds, but one passed away.
Oh.
And then I have a mix, a Yorkie, and then I have a miniature Schnauzer, a Great Dane, and a Weimar Runner.
Oh. Wow. I just have a dog named Moose. So, Leah used to go out into the farm every day and play in the fields. She would take some shovels and she'd take her dolls and she'd take some balls and she would go play by herself in the fields. One day, while Leah's daddy was working on one side of the field, Leah was playing over on this side of the field. And all of a sudden, Leah heard her daddy yell, "Leah, don't move!" And what do you think Leah did? No, she stopped immediately. She just froze. She didn't do anything. And all she heard was Titan running and barking to her. Titan ran across the field really fast. And you know what he did? He ran right behind Leah, and he bit a rattlesnake that was about to bite Leah's foot. That day, because Leah listened to her daddy, Titan was able to save her from getting bit by the snake. You know what Ephesians 6:1 says? Does anybody know? No? Ephesians 6:1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So, what I want you to learn today is that when our parents tell us to do things, we should always listen to them, because that's what makes God happy. And God tells us that when we listen to our parents, that it's the right thing to do. All right? So close your eyes, and we're going to pray, okay? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for bringing us here to church today. Please help us to listen to our mommies and daddies when they tell us what to do, so that we will do the right thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.